This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Tomorrow is the day the full United States House of Representatives will vote on impeaching President Donald Trump on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Today in the House Rules Committee, Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin is tasked with making his party's case as to why both of these articles of impeachment should be pursued. His counterpart, Republican Doug Collins, is the highest-ranking Republican on the Judicial Committee. This is Doug Collins speaking.
What Mr. Raskin just brought up is an interesting point. So is it okay if you're running for president that you can't be investigated? Even if you did something overseas. So if you were running for president and you did something overseas, it would be off limits, according to Mr. Raskin's argument, for the United States government to investigate that. That's the argument he just set up.
Congressman Matt Raskin responds.
But I think they're put into something of a corner here because the president has declared his conduct perfect, absolutely perfect, and he can do whatever he wants. And so they are unable to say, to make the case that I would make, is if I were trying to defend the president, I would say, okay, that was totally wrong and off limits, but it's not impeachable for X, Y, and Z reasons. But they're not allowing anybody that space to say it. They must go with the president's assertion.
The goal of the discussion is to approve the procedural format for tomorrow's impeachment vote. An online video purportedly deemed offensive to Shiite Muslims has sparked unrest in Lebanon, which remains on edge, and anti-government protests that have been ongoing since mid-October. Late Monday, hundreds of angry supporters from Lebanon's two main Shiite majority parties, Hezbollah and Amal, clashed with security forces. Anti-government protesters camped out in central Beirut. From Washington, you can find us online, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A special court in Pakistan Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Hamid Ali Khan is senior Supreme Court lawyer.
This is a unique decision of the in the history of Pakistan, where for the first time a military dictator has been punished by the court under the constitution and the law. And it was overdue because constitution has been violated no less than four or five times in the history of Pakistan.
Musharraf is currently receiving medical treatment in Dubai. He came to power through a military coup in 1999. It was his imposition of the state of emergency in 2007 that led to the charges against him. The United Nations urged governments, businesses, and others on Tuesday to reboot the world's response to refugees as the number of people fleeing their homes rises, along with hostility to migrants. The UN and Switzerland are hosting the first global refugee forum this week. It's an event aimed at drawing pledges of financial, technical, and other assistance. Here's the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi.
Globally, the international response to refugees has been piecemeal and unbalanced. Sharing responsibility, the foundation of our modern system for protecting refugees, is being replaced in countries with more resources by pushing responsibility on those countries less able to cope.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Monday he has not issued any orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan, but that he would like to shift some forces to other missions, including those focused countering China in the Indo-Pacific region. Meantime, in Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said a troop drawdown is coming. We get more on that story from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital, Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full US troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australia's foreign minister has thanked the New Zealand government and others involved in the response to the deadly volcanic eruption last week. Speaking to reporters in Auckland on Tuesday, Payne said every effort is being made by New Zealand police and defense forces to search for two people who are still missing. Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.